Olson, brother and sister, O.A. Kress, brother and sister, D.H. St. Helena, California, January 23, 1906. Dear brother and sister Olson and brother and sister Kress, may the Lord strengthen and bless you in the great and good work in which you are engaged. This morning, the following words were given to me for Dr. Kellogg. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. When such a message comes to me, I cannot sleep longer. It is now 2 o'clock, and I will write the words given me, and will send them to the one to whom they are addressed. Health-wise, I am doing well, and am writing a great deal. But my heart aches as I see some of our leading men so fully swayed by Dr. Kellogg and imbued with his spirit. How this matter will come out, I know not. We must be wide awake, and we must ask the Lord earnestly to give us correct judgment. Let us study the words that Christ spoke to his disciples as he sent them forth on their missionary tour. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Matthew 10, verse 16 to 19. Then let us be full of courage, yet not presumptuous, or bold in our own strength. It is in casting all our care upon Jesus that we find relief. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Verse 20. Just before his ascension, Christ said to the disciples, Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 19, 20. As we put our entire trust in Christ and give him our undivided service, we shall gain success. We are to worship the Lord our God and serve him and him only. The line of demarcation between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not must be kept clear and distinct.